Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Cast of Kings. I am David Chen, and I still, to this date, have not read most of the books in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
My name is Jenna Robinson. I've read every book in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire, and relevant to what's coming, I've read George R. R. Martin's Fire and Blood.
Woo! So, hello, everyone. I know many of you have been wondering, I assume. You know, we are recording this at a time that I will not disclose, but it is much earlier than when it is being released. But I assume that many people have been asking, are you guys going to be continuing A Cast of Kings? Right? Like, I can just feel the future burden of people beating down the door.
We've already gotten that question.
Oh, we've already got that. Okay, there you go. That's true. That's true. We've already gotten a few questions about, are you going to be recapping the new Game of Thrones series? Which is going to be out shortly on HBO. And the answer to that question is yes, with a major asterisk. You see, Joanna Robinson has been over at the Ringerverse of podcasts over the course of last year, doing a lot of great work over there. And she will continue to bring her insight, her depth and knowledge to the latest Game of Thrones series. But Joanna Robinson, where will you be doing that?
So I podcast on something called the Ringerverse, which is the Ringer's sort of what we call the Nexus podcast feed for all things fandom. That's where we can talk about all the genre stuff, the Marvel stuff, the Star Wars stuff, the DC stuff, the Star Trek stuff, and the Game of Thrones stuff. So here be dragons. So I will be over there doing deep dives every week on House of the Dragon with Mallory Rubin, who co-hosted Binge Mode with Jason Concepcion. And so now Mallory and I are working together over there on the Ringerverse. And then I don't know all of our plans yet. As we mentioned, we're recording this kind of early. I will at least be doing a weekly deep dive with Mallory. I might be doing some other stuff on that feed around House of the Dragon. We haven't hammered all of that out yet. But if you want to hear me talk about dragons, that's where you can find me. But I'm sad. I'm excited to do this with Mallory. I'm sad to not be doing it with Dave Chen. Dave and I have been doing this together for so long. We've talked about so much Thrones together. We've been through so much. But I have good news for folks who love listening to Dave Chen talk about Thrones related stuff. Dave, what's going on with you?
Yes, A Cast of Kings will in fact be continuing with me and another co-host. Joanna Robinson is absolutely irreplaceable. And I have gotten so much out of my conversations with her. I've learned so much about not only Game of Thrones, but about television storytelling in general and about podcasting. And so I really will miss talking about the show with you. It's to this date, Cast of Kings and working on it with you over the course of many years is like the most successful podcast I have been involved with. And I am extremely grateful that we have been able to build this thing together over many years. And I can only hope that where I'm shooting for, Joanna Robinson, is not embarrassing you with where this podcast goes next. That's what I'm shooting for, and maybe I'll hit slightly under that. But we will be continuing A Cast of Kings, and I hope that Joanna will feel that at least it in some way honors all that she brought to the show over the course of many years. So
you could never embarrass me or let me down or disappoint me in any way. I am so excited to hear you, your spicy, scorching, dragonfire hot takes. It's so funny, you know, when you and I finished recording about the original series.
Yes.
I mean, there's about to be a million spinoffs. Apparently one with Jon Snow. We can talk about that or not. But when you and I finished, I was just like, I'm done, man.
Yeah.
I am done. I am out. And then when the first House of the Dragon trailer hit, I was like, oh no, am I ready? Am I ready to be burned again? And I am. Like, I'm excited.
You're ready to get your heart broken again, Joanna Robinson.
Like, hurt me, House of the Dragon. Do it. I'm ready. Like, but I've heard good things about House of the Dragon from people who've seen it. So, not me. I haven't seen it. But from people who've seen it, I've heard good things. So, I'm cautiously optimistic about that. skeptical about other spinoffs, but the truth of the matter is IP is IP, and the World of Thrones is here to stay. I'm so grateful to all the years that I spent covering the show with you, Dave, and how much I learned from you about story, holding TV to certain standards, all of you've made me a more discerning TV watcher, and I love that about our partnership.
I am extremely grateful for it as well. And again, yeah, you can hear Joanna recapping Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, over on the Ringerverse podcast with Mallory Rubin. And I'm excited to see what comes of that. If you are interested to hear what my thoughts are on it, just stay tuned to a Cast of Kings podcast, but we'll leave a link to all of Joanna's stuff in the show notes for this episode. So Joanna Robinson, it was an awesome ride, and I am wishing you nothing but the best with all my love for this next endeavor that you're going on in the Thrones universe.
Okay, first of all, you're not allowed to make me cry on like a little preview podcast that we're recording together. But also, I don't know if you've heard this one. Stop me if you've heard this one. What is Dead May Never Die? And that's how I feel about our friendship and our TV watching relationship. So this is this is where we are now. Who knows what the future may bring, but I'm excited to listen to you.
And I was always partial to We Do Not Sew. You know, that was my whole thing.
Yeah, but I knew you have that like Kraken tattoo, right? but rest assured, Dave and I just like absolutely adore each other. We're everything. Everyone loves each other. And, you know, we'll be here for you in this House of the Dragon journey that we're all about to set sail on. And thanks for listening over the years. It means a lot to me. Thanks,
indeed,
guys.
Thanks so much. See you later.